1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
This is the show where I do all those funny voices of different characters and people call in thinking they're real guys. Depending upon where you listen to this show, you either already heard our R.C. Collins bit, where he is talking about how he doesn't want to go to war for this country if Star Wars isn't number one, or you'll hear it next hour. 1-800-449-8686. Larry King is on right now talking with, or actually was on just a few minutes ago, talking with Rosie O'Donnell. And I swear to God, this is what he said. He said,
Rosie, in the gay couple, how do you do it? How do you rub up against her? And,
well, you know, Larry, that's very personal.
I want to know. How did what?
I swear to God. I couldn't believe it. Janice was here. My jaw hit the floor. He's sitting there with the hunchback.
With you gays, do you put something that you neither one of you got nothing you can stick in the, you know?
Well, Larry,
How do you make a baby,
Well, we adopted.
I don't understand. You have how many children?
Well, Larry, we have,
How'd you get eight kids if you're gay? You don't make no baby unless you gotta have a guy, don't you? That's what I've been told. I'm Larry King, and now this from Ginsana. And now I'm going to go from being very conversational, Rosie, and I'm going to now talk as if someone is shoving a cattle prod up my rectum, all right?
Okay, Larry.
Ginsana is fantastic! Get some! All right, back with Rosie O'Donnell now. Now, Rosie, you're gay. And you are gay, aren't you?
Yes, that's right. I've been talking a lot about it.
Yeah, it's really dull, too. Oh, man. But, Rosie, how with you gays... And you want to have a kid. I don't get it. Do they go, can you make sperm? I don't know. If you're gay, do you automatically, does the girl become a guy and a guy becomes a girl? You know.
Well, Larry, why don't you blow it out your ass?
All right, do you dip anything? Come on. I know Rosie Downs, I guess. She's going to be on the Daytime Emmys. What do you think of the daytime?
Well, I've done things artistically.
Artistically? You got to be nuts. You call that show of yours art?
Well, I'm going to get the Emmy for daytime, bullcrap.
Well, that's right. Rosie, you're a testament to everybody. You're just something else. In fact, I think I'm going to become a fag myself. That's how impressed I am with you. I'm Larry King, still marrying women 30 years younger than me to prove I can still get it up.
Dun, 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 dun. This has been Larry King is a real bore.
Hey, Rosie.
Yeah, Larry.
You want to be artistic?
Sure.
Do some of that lesbo porno. I'd really love to see that.
Good Lord. I swear I heard the guy say it. How do you do it when you're gay? It's called adoption, Larry. Adoption. You love that? One time, did I ever play my Larry King bit? Yeah, I already did. I played it. Some of you guys may not have heard it. You should pick up my 1995 CD... Best of Phil Hendry 1995 CD, in which we goof Larry King pretty good. And so years later, I met him at a function at the Beverly Hills Television and Radio Museum. And I walked over to him like an idiot, and he's standing there surrounded by some very heavy people, real heavy people. I shouldn't say real heavy people. They were all radio executives. So, you know, in the world of entertainment, you're like the milkman, okay? But, you know, they thought they were heavy, so they were all standing around him. And I went over to him and I said, Larry, I'm Phil Hendry. I was the guy in Miami that kind of did the goof on you. Oh, yeah, very funny. And he looked like he wanted to cut my throat. No, actually, he was cool with it. He just didn't dig having to associate with me, that's all. He didn't shake my hand. He didn't reach out and shake my hand. Although there were so many people around him that he couldn't possibly get through all of them to shake my hand. I said, Larry, I'm the guy that did that goof on you in Miami. I hope that there's no heart.
Yeah, it's good. Real funny material.
Thanks, Larry. Well, coming from a comic genius like you, a guy that really churns it out day in and day out, you are just ha 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 ha.
Thanks, man.
Come on, why not play it again? What's wrong with playing it again? This is from Miami, 1995. It's the only celebrity we ever goofed. And naturally, it would be Larry King, because he's the only celebrity dumb enough. I mean, excuse me, he's the only celebrity who, you know, we could get in touch with.
Miami Chamber of Commerce, hello?
No, that's not it. Excuse me. Larry King. Oh. Sorry, got it right here. Miami Chamber of Commerce. right, so here it is. And basically what happened was Larry had been with Don Shula talking to him about how our radio station in Miami, WIOD, was ripping Don Shula. And this was the season that Don finally retired. And Larry mentioned to Don Shula that, boy, you're really getting ripped by my old radio station. And so I called Larry using a fake voice to see if he'd come on my program. And I represented myself as Bob Green, general manager of WIOD. Now, this is an eight-minute bit. Well, here it is. From 1996, Larry King on The Phil Henry Show.
Larry King is with us on line three. And I think Larry's in Washington right now, Andy. Larry's in Washington. We thought we'd bring Bob in.
Notice how much more youthful I sound.
Questions. We were all with interest told about some of the comments made by Mr. King to Don Shula over the weekend. And, of course, Don Shula retired last week as head coach of the Miami Dolphins. Bob Green is in studio with us. Larry. Hello, Larry.
Hi, guys.
How you doing today?
Super.
I understand you're getting ready to go to Los Angeles?
Yeah, the snow stopped after 2.5 days of being trapped in it. It's all blue skies now, but we got about 3 feet on the ground, which is, I think,
guys, it's snow, absolutely snow
in Washington.
Yeah, every time I try, I go to the Midwest a lot. Every time I try to travel up there, it's like every time New York is shut.
I'm trying to make small talk here.
Yeah, well, everything is shut. I mean, if anyone's listening in Miami,
trying to catch him off guard.
Northeast,
Larry, how you doing? Hi, Larry, Bob Green.
That's me doing a voice.
How you doing today?
Fine.
I wanted to take over a little segment here of Phil's show, if I could.
Sure.
Because we were, and I mentioned this to you when I called you originally, first of all, Henry Barrow sends his regards, not that I've talked to Henry since.
My man, Henry.
Henry sends his regards. Cheryl sends her regards to you.
That's great. Cheryl's
two people that he hates.
She is.
My God, she'll get her Social Security there.
I'm not going to tell her that.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell her that.
God.
We, frankly, Larry, were a little bit taken aback, I guess is the best way to put it, by comments you made to Coach Shula on your program. My understanding was it was Friday evening.
Yeah, well, I was taken aback when I had two different friends call me on, I think it was one called Thursday night, one called Friday, when it was learned that Don was going to retire. And they both said, boy, have you heard your old radio station? I said, no, I worked there 20 years with the only station ever to do the Dolphins. And they said, they're creaming them to death. What do you mean over there? These maniacs are calling in and they're saying personal things about him, and they're vilifying him. And there's a guy in the morning looking to knock him off. He should be out of coaching, and he's too old. And another guy criticizing the way he looks. So when I heard that from two different people, what I said to Don was, I heard that the station I worked at and you worked at, because Don and I did a show together every day on WIOD for
right.
Yeah, it's great.
Was rapping you, and he Phil said Costin, he has all he said, well, I'm just finishing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Then he said he hadn't listened to talk radio in 2 years, but that he'd heard about it.
Well,
that's all.
So
if I'm wrong, tell me where I'm wrong.
Well, first of all, we were not personally attacking Coach Shula. We do a talk show here, as you do. We have several. What we did do, and any talk show would do, certainly relative to a story of this kind of local import, was invite our listeners to call and voice their opinions.
The host had no personal opinions about
Neil,
the coach?
Neil Rogers, quite frankly, if you're speaking of Neil Rogers or Rick and Suds or any of the shows here, had nothing but the most glowing things to say about Coach Shula in his retirement. Now, while he was coaching...
Hold on. Neil Rogers has something glowing to say about someone?
Neil was on... The day the retirement was announced, Neil said nothing.
I'm talking about before the retirement. I'm talking about after the retirement. After the retirement, the whole city applauded him.
I can assure you this, Larry.
What about before the retirement?
All right, I can assure you there was nothing personal in any negative statement made by Neil Rogers.
What kind of criticisms were there?
That he was... That he had... His coaching ability had begun to slump. That the game perhaps was passing him by. That it was time to make room for a coach, and as you know, the popularity of Jimmy Johnson here is well known.
I wrote in my column 3 years ago that Jimmy was going to come and coach Miami, and Jimmy told me that in Dallas.
Phil Costin just says hi too. He's in the other
good.
Studio.
But he hates Phil Costin.
Let me say this.
Yes.
There's a way you can do it and a way you cannot do it. Now you can encourage callers to vilify. I've been doing this a long time.
I understand that.
I started.
I know that you were with our radio station for many years.
And,
yeah, okay,
I know how to do a talk show.
Daisy Pumpernickel.
And I know, how you can storm up a crowd. And the people who told me I have faith in. So you're telling me that that Neil Rogers praised him,
Larry,
I would be shocked.
I would not even bother you. I wouldn't even bother you with a phone call where
I'm not talking about after retirement, everybody jumps on the bandwagon.
That.
That's baloney.
No, I'm talking about before Coach Shula announced
his
retirement.
Were your callers personal or insightful?
The callers, some of the callers may have been, some may
have
not.
When they were, what did you say to them?
We got rid of them very quickly, to be perfectly honest with you.
You know, they,
many
you
of them
no,
were dumped.
Your inciting calls were off the air right away?
They were off the air right away, and I
can
tell you.
And I apologize to Mr. Rogers for his fairness.
Thank you.
To the rest of the staff, and that the two people who told me
because
must have been hearing things.
I got to tell you, Larry, I take what I do very seriously.
Hello?
Larry, Bob's a little emotional.
I'm sorry, I take what I do very seriously. And to have our radio station vilified on national.
Now, hold on 1 second, Bob. Your station, I was
Bob,
in Miami. How long have you been general manager?
Get Bob a glass of water or something.
How long have you been general manager?
I've been here since 1992.
Okay, I was in Miami 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. The worst talk radio I ever heard in my life was on WIOD. The worst.
You see, it's comments like that I think are very unfair.
You this want an opinion or not? Do you think Neil Rogers is a good talk show host?
I think he's the best in the business.
I think he's the worst I've ever heard.
I think he's the best in the business.
Well,
this
if you're proud of him, if you're crying because Neil Rogers has been vilified,
what I need to do
you
here?
You got a weird case going here, man.
Larry, could
why
I jump?
Why don't you go on Neil and cry with each other?
All right, Larry, could I jump in for a minute?
This is insane.
Well, I've got a general manager here who's crying. Bob, if you can't handle this, I can do this or whatever we want to do.
I can handle. I never heard a worse station.
All right.
I think that's patently unfair of you, and I would demand an apology for that statement.
For having an opinion?
No, for saying that this is the worst talk radio you've ever heard. You know the influence that you have over people.
It's
you
the
know
worst the talk radio I ever heard.
I demand an apology for that statement.
I will not give it to you.
I demand an apology for that statement. I'll ask you again as a gentleman.
What are you asking me to apologize
to? To apologize for vilifying a radio station that I
want
give my
me
heart
to
and soul to.
Bob, I think...
Larry's expressing an opinion,
oh,
Bob.
Shut
you...
up, Phil.
Shut
you
up,
can
Bill.
Shut your mouth.
You're the general manager. You're telling your host to shut up?
Bob, what I'm asking you to do is to
hey, guys, I don't think... When I was on that station,
yeah.
You could look up class, and
right.
You'd get WIOD written as class.
Who did you... Name
this
somebody
is
you
an embarrassing
who
thing.
Who did you work with? Who did you work with?
I worked with
Owen
Wilson.
Oh, he was terrible.
Goodbye, Bob.
He was absolute... Wait a second.
You, I'm not going to talk
to you. No, but wait a second.
Wait a minute.
What
on behalf of the Big Wilson family,
yes.
I demand an apology for you.
Bob,
Big Wilson
Bob
passed away, and you called him terrible.
All right, so could the kettle call the pot black? Is that
okay.
What it is? You come
apologize
on
apologize to the Wilson family.
All right, I apologize.
All right,
to Wilson.
Now, what do you think of Bill Calder?
Bill Calder was probably one of the best I ever heard.
The great talent. We did
he
loads of things together.
He was a terrific talent. And by the way, he was a very close friend of Neil Rogers.
Do you think Neil Rogers is a talent?
I think Neil Rogers is the preeminent radio talent in America today. Now,
he's the worst talk show host I've ever heard.
I demand an apology.
No.
I demand it.
Bob, we can go back and forth
Bob,
on this, Bob.
Bob,
yes.
You don't even know your own station.
On behalf of the Rogers family, apologize.
Bob, this we can go back
family?
And forth with this all the time.
Oh, what is that?
Right.
What's that crap supposed to mean?
I apologize.
His mother is listening.
I apologize to Neil Rogers' wife.
What is that crack supposed to
mean? You said his family.
I'm talking about his mother. He has he has relatives in this
no,
area.
No, I would tell his mother that she raised a son who's a terrible talk show host.
Bob, either you can go on with this or you can't.
Bob, you can keep going with this. I'm not going to change my opinion.
I can't believe it.
Well,
I can't.
Bob, listen, man. If you want to come on. He's like crying over here. Give him some of the solar.
I'm sorry.
Well, sorry, Bob.
Hey, Larry, Larry, can I just ask you a question here? Where do you think Coach Shula is going to be going after this?
Trying to keep him from hanging up.
He's going to be he'll be vice president of operations for
the
Dolphins.
Running the team. Yeah, he's going to run the team from that standpoint. But do you think he might want to entertain any other coaching possibilities?
You know, there's a rumor that Baltimore would ask him.
I want an apology.
Bob, shut up.
I don't believe he's the general manager.
You know what? At this point, neither do I.
Yeah, I don't.
All right.
He can't be general manager. Is this a...
Well, you know, I'll tell you something.
Are you still owned by Cox?
Yes, we are owned by Cox.
You know, I do charities for Cox every year. And have made appearances for the Cox people all over the country.
Have you raised money?
I don't. Of course.
Well, that's a shock.
All right. What
I,
you know? I mean, look at Bob. If this is
going to
be
manager,
if this is going to be contentious, I don't want to.
I'm not
going to
make it contentious by telling you Phil.
What? Hello.
There it is. Larry King, one and only time on the Phil, the one and only celebrity we ever had on the show that we goofed. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Let me tell you about our website, philhendryshow.com. philhendryshow.com is the only place to go for high-quality Phil Hendry Show audio. Now, there are a lot of places that we found down through the years featuring audio from our show. They would pirate hours. They would pirate bits. And so we decided to put our own audio up on our own website, and it would be high-quality stuff. Where's the subscription page? Because when you go to our website, go to our subscription page, and it'll tell you, let's see, how to, I don't know. But if you go to our website, where's the subscription page?
It's one of the posters, click. The movie posters.
Okay. It'll tell you how to, yeah, backstage pass. It'll tell you how to get the high-quality audio by getting a backstage pass. Now, all you have to do is click where it says click now to subscribe, and you'll get 30-day archives, which you can listen to anytime you like, to every Phil Hendry show from the last 30 days. You'll have over 60 hours of our radio show at your disposal, 400% more than we have ever offered before. You get two archive show formats. Choose from a 30-day show archive or either real audio or Windows Media format. You get crystal clear internet audio quality. You can enjoy both our live stream and 30-day show archives delivered to your computer in high quality crystal clear audio. Your choice of Windows or real audio at a quality 250% better than we've ever provided before. Huge classic audio archives, daily show archives. They're not enough for you. How about an audio archive filled with hundreds of fully edited classic show episodes? Now, while you're busy with all that audio, here's what else you'll get. You'll get exclusive photos and video, exclusive internet content, and just a lot of different things. It's only $6.95 per month to pick up a backstage pass to the Phil Hendry website. That's philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com. Don't forget to check out our wall of female listeners. Check out our Guess the Celebrity Ass poll. Find out who that is. And a lot of other things that will be forthcoming as we progress with the development of our website. But it's the Phil Hendry website, philhendryshow.com. Plus, our souvenir shop is open. The Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt is available. That's only, it's only 80 bucks. Hey, we're selling those, too, like hotcakes. Man, they are going. Yeah, the Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt in royal blue and black, 65% polyester, 35% rayon. What do you want from a bowling shirt? Comes in all men's sizes, small, medium, large, extra large, and extra, extra large. And if you're a girl, we'll sell one to you, too. Just don't let us know you're a girl. Just pretend your name is Charlie. Orders will be shipped within 2 to 4 weeks. Plus, you can get the Best of the Phil Hendry Show CDs. They're available. Now, I think all of the CDs from Los Angeles are available. I don't know about our Miami CDs, but you can log on and pick up copies of those, or you can call 877-616-7445. The good thing about our CDs is all of the money that we raise goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, and we've raised over $500,000 for my friend's place over the last several years. So you can be a part of something really cool, and you can pick up our CD for just $20, $350 shipping and handling, and enjoy some of the best stuff of the year. Our 2001 is out, and it won't be long now before we start working on our audio for the 2002 CD as well. So it's all there on our website, everything that you could possibly want or imagine on our Phil Hendry Show website, Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. Pardon me. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show, back in a moment. Talk to this guy here, Robert. Hey, Robert.
Yeah?
How you doing, pal? You're on the air.
Oh, cool. Hi, what's up?
What's up?
Nothing, just listening to the radio show, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So, Oh, I've never been online before, on air before.
Yeah, well, you have a right to be nervous.
Yeah, I know.
There's some 90 affiliates, some 4 or 5 people listening.
Yeah.
Well, be nervous. Let it out. Just puke. Do you need to puke?
No, I don't need to puke.
No, puke if you need to, man. It's good. It's good for you. I tell my wife that. I says, don't hold it in. Puke. It was 8 martinis. What are you, nuts? Go ahead, throw up. Even if it's over the bed sheet, that's fine, honey. If you need to puke or you want to cry, anything that'll help you relieve your stress, go ahead and do it, Robert.
I'm just shaky.
No problem. Do you need to urinate?
No.
Anything you need to do, brother, we'll hang here for you, all right?
All right.
Not a problem. Just kind of go, you're nervous. I find screaming helps if you want to scream.
Yeah.
So what's up, man?
Nothing. Just listening to your radio show.
And you had all these things to say, and now all you want to do is vomit.
Yeah.
I know. You know, the first time I was on the radio was in 1973 in Winter Park, Florida, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so check this out. The microphone goes on. The record faded out. I'm playing some record, and I froze. It was just, you know, this is WBJW Winter Park, and now Phil Hendry. And I'm like, and then we went to a jingle, WBJW, and then went into Delta Dawn. That was my debut on the radio.
Uh-huh.
It was me going, so anything you got to say has got to be better than that.
Yeah.
So, okay, what is it?
Have you been hearing about the Israel wars going on in the Middle East?
No, I haven't heard about that. What's up with that?
The whole, the war.
The Israel wars?
Yeah.
That passed me by. What do you think?
Well, I'm trying to forget it, but my mouth won't speak for a minute. Hold on. I'm trying to think of the name. It was Israel and some other country. I can't remember, but they were fighting in the...
Right.
Where Christ was born.
Where Jesus was born?
Yeah.
Was that Atlantic? It's not Atlantic City. We
no,
know that.
No, it's not.
Where Jesus was born. Jesus, come on. It was in...
I'm not religious.
Cairo? Or, yeah, I'm not either. Was it Rome?
No.
Where was he born? Was he born in London? I don't know. It was Frankfurt, Germany.
I don't know exactly
so
where.
So the Israelis were fighting some other country where he was born.
Yeah, and I think that was really blasphemy for fighting on a holy place like that.
Yeah, that would be. I think any of... Jesus was a man of peace, and to have people firing weapons... Was it Winnipeg, Canada?
No.
I imagine if he was born in Winnipeg at Christmas time, Mary would have froze her ass off, wouldn't she? Pretty cold there, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's blasphemy, but, you know, these people are well beyond blasphemy, I guess, aren't they? They're just hardcore stone killers, and
they don't care. Life,
now, right? Are these the Muslims we're talking about?
Yeah, I think it was the Muslims and Israel.
See, these guys have got a thing over there called the Mecca shrine, right? How'd you like if somebody went over there and took a leak on the side of that thing? I guess they wouldn't dig it too much, but they're over there peeing all over Jesus' birthplace. I guess we're supposed to sit still for that.
Yeah.
Sucks, man.
No.
All right, pal. Anything else?
I don't know.
I'm telling you, if you puke, you'll feel better.
I don't have to puke. I'm just nervous.
That's good. You did a good job, brother.
Yeah.
I'll see you later.
All right.
Yeah. Bug off. All right. Very nice kid there. 1-800-449-8686. Did you hear the latest, though? Palestine. Arafat went in front of the Palestinians, as long as we're on the subject. And he said to them, we're going to have to make some changes. And the Palestinian assembly is all pissed because they feel that he sold those cats down the river who were holed up in that nativity church. And they're basically just angry at him because they wanted to get something more out of everything that went down. And you sit there and you go, these guys must be stupid. I mean, well, we know they're stupid. We know that they're stupid, but just how stupid are they? They just got their ass kicked 6 ways to sunset. They sent in their suicide bombers. The Israelis did what you knew they were going to do. They dropped a hammer about 800 pounds of lead weight on their heads. And what do you think was going to happen? Did they honestly believe that they were going to make Israel budge off of whatever it is they were going to budge off of? Did they think they're going to get, what do they think they're going to get any more than what they were offered at Camp David with Barak? What? I'm telling you, the Palestinian people are in dire, serious straits, not because of Israel, because they've got some of the dumbest jackasses running them I've ever seen in my life. Just flat stupid. They are so stupid, it can't, where do you begin and where does it end? Hey, send in a bunch of suicide bombers. Okay, what'll that do? That'll make Israel get so scared that they'll just decide to destroy their own country and give us everything back. Are you sure? Yeah, serious, go. Go, do it. Put on the bomb. Well, wait a minute, man. I don't mind dying, man. If it, get, put the bomb on and go. Okay, here I go. Guy goes into the store, blows himself to pieces. Next thing you know, there's hell being rained down on top of that jackass that said go into the store and blow yourself up. They're bulldozing houses. They're wasting every militant in sight. They can't even sell that bullcrap about Jenin being a massacre. They can't sell any war crime story. They can't sell anything. And, as usual, the Arab world stands by while the Palestinians get their asses kicked, because that's what Arabs do. They talk tough, and then they turn into the biggest chicken asses that you've ever seen in your life. Oh, I know what they did. They threatened an oil boycott. Well, that backed off of that. You want to know why? They try boycotting the oil again. We'll just go down there and take it. Try cutting the oil off again, baby. Watch what happens. So they can't do that. Oh, what's the latest I heard? Now Saudi Arabia is boycotting American goods. Yeah, right. So in other words, officially they're boycotting American goods. That means the bread for Spider-Man on the black market in Saudi Arabia is going to go through the roof. They're selling porn on the black market in Kabul, American porn. Spider-Man, by the way, get ready for this, because I just got the word, Spider-Man's available on the black market in Kabul for $1 a copy. Some guy set up a tripod in the back, and they got it in Kabul. I ain't seen this thing. I ain't seen it yet, and some cat in Kabul's seen it. They love American stuff over there, man. Go ahead, boycott American goods. Just means the black market on that stuff's going to go up. I realize it hurts the manufacturers over here. So, excuse me, we just lost that big international market of Saudi Arabia for Spider-Man and Madonna. Oh, wow, it's, you know, man, it's, that means they, what does that mean? You can't get a valve job in a Jaguar this month? Looks like whoever the hell the guy is that runs Sony, he ain't going to be able to get a, can't go out and get the leather seats redone on his 15th rolls, so just have to go with the 14. Who are you guys kidding, anyway? Are you nuts or something? They're going to go in there with suicide bombers. So anyway, Arafat got up today, and he said, well, looks like we're going to make some changes. And all those clowns are sitting with their arms folded across their chests, steam coming out of their ears. Look at this jackass. He says, well, we're going to have to reform our government. And also, we're going to have to stop bombing, you know, innocent civilians. And these guys can't believe what they're hearing. This is the guy that gave the green light to all this stuff. 19 months ago is how long it's been going on, the latest intifada. And now he's turning around on it. Why? Because they just got a bucket of crap dumped on them. They can't win for love or money. And me... How long do you think it is before Arafat's taken out by his own people? Anybody want to take any bets? I'm telling you, the time is getting short. Now, he must have some very, very hardcore and loyal security people around him. That's all I can guess. How long do you think before that guy gets greased? I'm telling you, by his own people, by the Palestinians. Because the war is on inside of Palestine. It's either going to go over to Hamas and Hezbollah, or Arafat is going to still stand there looking stupid, pretending like he's the head of the whole thing. I'm telling you, within 6 months, somebody's going to take him out. His own people will take him out. And that means it'll be a very clear-cut war between Israel and Hezbollah, which is what it always should have been anyway, because that's what it is right now. And that means Israel can go into southern Lebanon and wipe the scum out of their nests. And if Syria wants to talk, say something about it, they can dance too if they'd like. If they got a pair in their pants, which I don't think any of those countries do. None of them. None of them. I got to admire Hussein, just from this standpoint. At least he's got the guts to go ahead and put his fists up. He's going to get his ass kicked, but at least he's got the guts. The rest of them talk tough, but, you know, they haven't... Man, between the group of them, they couldn't get one good pee out. It's pathetic. And you want to know who the people that are getting hurt the worst? The poor people that live in those countries, whether they're Egyptians, Iraqis, Palestinians, I don't care. They got no voice. They are the laughing stock of the world. Their leaders are a joke. All they want to be is Americans. You think I'm kidding? All they want is to have a society, a government, and a country that functions one quarter as well as ours does. That's all they want. But they're not going to get that so long as they got that basket case, a group of basket cases from the freaking Mad Hatter's Tea Party running all those countries down there. The biggest collection of goofs since One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Every last one of those nuts that were with Jack Nicholson, they're all running countries over there now. So I don't know, man. You ask me what do I think. I think those guys are, I mean, they're on their way down the toilet. Somebody's going to have to stand up and say something halfway intelligent coming out of that part of the world soon. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Thank you for your call. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, let me go to the telephone calls here. Con, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Yes, sir.
Well, I just wanted to comment on the, you know, things that you say about the leadership in Palestine.
Right.
I think being an American, you should be the last person actually commenting on leadership, or the lack of leadership, rather. I think, you know, the president over here, for example, couldn't tell Texas from Turkey. So
and that's why you're talking on an American radio station, Con.
Right. And
yeah,
the other
sure.
thing
I
was...
you'd be saying that over in Palestine, man. I'd give you all the opportunity to say that about Arafat over there, wouldn't they?
Oh, no, I can say it. It's just a very misconstrued opinion about what you have about Palestine.
You're not
but
allowed
that's okay,
to criticize
you, I mean, you don't know the first thing about you don't know the first thing about Middle East and Palestine.
I doubt
so.
If you do, too.
No, sir, I do, because you know what? I actually lived over there.
You don't anymore, though, and why is that?
I'm sorry?
You don't anymore, and why is that?
Well, I was here for studying.
Really? You mean you're not yeah. studying in those fine universities in the Middle East?
No, actually, I actually like
that,
the
that
U.S.
That center of culture, that center of culture, that the beginning of civilization, the Middle East, you're not over there?
No, because
luxuriating
they don't
in a
really
nice
have,
Islamic university?
No, they don't have English-based institutions over there.
Funny how that is, huh?
Yeah, and the other thing I wanted to say was, you know, I'd appreciate it if you could give sort of a balanced view on what goes on back over there. Because
no,
it's
I'm not going
that...
to, because what I say is exactly how it's going to be, too. They want a war with the West, they're going to get it.
Right,
yeah.
And
yeah.
I also think that...
And that suicide bombing strategy, that worked out real good, too, didn't it?
Right,
you know,
and
you,
I think
if you
the
got a little freedom
attack
of speech,
on...
you might want to go over to Arafat and tell him what a schmuck he is.
Right, and I also think the attacks on Palestine are not really going to work either. I mean,
they did,
just,
pal. They did. They already
no,
did.
I think.
Yeah, they
I
already
think,
did.
You know, here's what the problem is. The problem is that both sides think that, you know, responding to violence with
that's
violence
exactly how you're supposed to respond to violence, with more violence. That's exactly how you're supposed to
respond.
Well,
we're never going to get a solution then. I mean, it's like...
there
know,
is no more solutions. There is war. The Hezbollah and Hamas has decided they want the destruction of the Israeli state. The Israeli people are going to defend themselves. That's called war. And Israel's pretty good at it. Let's see if the Palestinians and Hezbollah and Hamas are as good at it as they say they are. So far, they don't look too good at it.
Well,
they're not too good
at
people that shoot back, you know. They don't mind killing people who are unarmed, but when somebody shoots back, they're very inept.
Right, right. Let me also say this, that, and, you know, please don't take offense to this, but if the entire Middle East pissed on Israel, Israel would just drown.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't hear you.
If the entire Middle East just pissed and on Israel, then Israel would have drowned.
If the entire Middle East would have pissed on Israel, Israel would have drowned. The entire Arab world went to war with them, Khan, and they got their asses kicked. So pick up a history book, probably at an American university, and study it. I'm sure they don't have that in the fine universities at the center of civilization, the Middle East, these days. Here's Glenn on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil, this is Glenn. Thanks for taking my call, and I love your show. I just wanted
sure.
to tell you a little lighter subject. Where did Skippy and Frank come from, and will we hear from them again?
Yeah, Skippy and Frank were born of my general amusement at these two-man morning shows that they have, you know. Every town
okay.
has got some morning show with two guys, or some afternoon show with two guys. You know, Eddie and Joe, Skippy and Frank, Buddy and
sure.
Flo, you know.
So
I thought maybe
we were just...
it came out of the Florida market, like Lex and Terry. Those guys are real punks. And...
Well, what's the difference between Lex and Terry and Lex and Luger and Ass
exactly.
and Wipe? And, you know, what's the difference? They're all the same. They all sound the same.
Well, we love you here in North Carolina, so keep it up,
Thank
buddy.
You very much. Bye. Lex and Terry, I mean, what's the difference between that and, you know what I'm saying? Sausage and Sandwich. No, it's the same show. It's the same show. These guys, there's nothing different from one of those shows to the next. And I guess the what you do now, you hire yourself two guys. If you hire yourself two guys, then maybe between the two of them, they can come up with enough rap for one guy. Because they can't get enough one guy acts to actually get something to say. Like this show, we got an entertainment base to this show. We have our, quote, shtick, or as some people call it, stick. We do what we do. See, because we got a unique way of presenting entertainment on this program. But the rest of these poor schmucks, they got to put Lex and Terry and Bobby and Luther and Ass and Wipe and Ed and Joe and all these guys. And maybe between the two of them, they're going to find out a way to do a show. And they'll sign boobs and they'll, you know, have a chick flash their ass. I don't know what they do. They just do. You know, they got... Hey, you know, they got the little way that they like to answer the phone. Hey, Ass and Wipe, how you doing? Hey, you know, back at you. Whatever, you know. Hey, wipe it up with Ass. You got it. You know, I don't know. It's, and then, you know, there's a general manager kind of prodding them, but don't go too far. You know, he wants them to be really outrageous on the one hand, but then when they go too far, then they get fired. Or maybe they pretend that they fired them, so they have kind of a thing going there. You know, and then they'll do their remote broadcast from a bar. And they're wacky and goofy guys. And they're white. And they're lame. So that's where Skippy and Frank come from, if you must know. All right, 1-800-449-8686. This just in, John Wayne Bobbitt is out of celebrity boxing. Why? Because he got arrested for beating up his wife, and they just can't have that in celebrity boxing. They need people of high moral, fiber. High moral, floral character. The 35-year-old ex-Marine John Bobbitt, you know, the guy that got his penis cut off by his wife, spent the night behind bars for punching and kicking his wife, Joanne, his new wife, because she refused to go to L.A. to see the taping of Celebrity Boxing 2, and he said that she was screwing everything up. She says Bobbitt slammed her to the ground, fractured her tailbone and finger. Vegas police confirmed Bobbitt was arrested on charges of misdemeanor battery and domestic violence. Bobbitt, who told police his wife injured herself in a fall... Come on, John. You can't be that stupid. That's the number one thing that they say. He was convicted two times in 94 for beating a former fiancé, yada, yada, yada. Although Bobbitt managed to get out of jail, Fox decided not to keep him on the celebrity boxing card. They're replacing him with Chyna from WWF. She's going to fight Joey Buttafuoco. Yeah, they can't have John Bobbitt. And he got arrested, right? The rest of these people are so they're class acts. Now, a lot of guys around here saying China is going to whoop Joey Buttafuoco's ass. I don't think so. She's a girl and he's a guy. No girl can beat a guy up. Can she? All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.